Carolyn Gear was on the dean's list, had two internships, a part-time job, and a long list of extracurriculars. But when she graduated in May with a degree in public relations from New York's Hofstra University, the one thing she didn't have was a job.
At first, I thought it'd be easy. You know, coming out of school, everyone always told me, you'd be fine. And then, you know, you realize you're really not fine. You know, there's not much out there.
How many resumes did you send out?
Definitely sent over 100. I would say like 150 resumes out.
Out of all those resumes you sent, how many did you actually hear back from?
One.
Just one?
Yeah, saying the job was filled.
What I kept trying to do was reassure her that it wasn't her, that it was the economy.
Carolyn's mom, Janice, and her dad, Peter, witnessed her struggle at close range. That's because, like roughly one out of every eight Americans between the ages of 22 and 29, she moved back in with her parents because of the recession. Gear also kept the part-time job she had during college at a restaurant over an hour away from home.
People would ask you, so what are you doing? Are you working? Are you working? And, you know, every time I would have to say, not yet, and I haven't found anything yet, I haven't heard anything. I definitely didn't think that I would still be working my part-time job after I graduated.
I don't think our children are going to do as well as, you know, previous generations. You know, as a parent, you don't want to see that.